Hello, everyone. My name is Al Smith, and I'm the founder and director of Bishop Sheen Today. I want to thank you for joining me for today's edition of Christmas Inspirations, where we've been sharing Bishop Sheen's love stories. And I say love stories because it is the greatest love story ever told, that God so loved the world that he came to save us, that he took on human flesh and dwelt among us. And of course, we celebrate his birth at Christmas. And so in 1966, Bishop Sheen put together a beautiful set of reflections. And today we'll be meditating on the topic, He the Sun, She the Moon. And so again, please enjoy the wisdom of Fulton Sheen. One cannot go to the statue of a mother holding a babe, hack away the mother and expect to have the babe. Touch her and you spoil him. She is the window through which our humanity first catches a glimpse of divinity on earth. Perhaps she is more like a magnifying glass that intensifies our love of her son and makes our prayers more bright and burning. He is the sun. She is the moon. On dark nights, we are grateful for the moon. When we see it shining, we know there must be a sun. So in this dark night of the world, when men turn their backs on him who is the light of the world, we look to Mary to guide our feet while we await the sunrise. What is peace? The message of the angels of Christmas was, on earth peace. What is peace? Peace is the tranquility of order. It is not just tranquility alone, for thieves can be tranquil in the possessions of their spoils. Order or justice is the due subordination of parts to whole, of body to soul, and of man to God. Without order, there can be no true tranquility, which is peace. The gift of Christmas peace was the uncoiling of the links of the triple chain, which first unites men with God, then man with himself, and then man with his fellow man. Why we miss peace. One reason why we do not find peace is because we want to be saved, but not from our vices, or because we want to be saved, but are at not too great a cost, or because we want to be saved in our way and not God's way. We miss peace because in each and every one of us, there is a little secret garden which we keep locked. It contains the one thing we will not give up to have true peace of soul. It may be alcohol. It may be an unholy alliance. The Christmas secret of peace is giving this secret garden and our whole human nature to God, as Mary gave Christ his human nature. Christmas reminds us that the reason we are not as happy as saints is because we do not wish to be saints. Emmanuel. About 8 centuries before Christ was born, the prophet had foretold that he would be born of a virgin and would be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. The sun is so bright that we do not see all of the colors contained in it unless its rays are shot through a prism. God's divinity is too great for us. It was necessary that it be shot through the prism of a human nature, so that we might begin to comprehend God's love for us. This is the meaning of Emmanuel, God with us. He who is born without a mother in heaven is born without a father on earth. He who made his mother is born of his mother. He who made all flesh is born of the flesh. The bird that built the nest of the universe is hatched therein. Maker of the sun, under the sun. Molder of the earth, on the earth. Ineffably wise, little infant, filling the world, lying in a manger. Ruling the stars, suckling a breast, the mirth of heaven weeps. God becomes man, the creator a creature. The rich becomes poor. Divinity incarnate, majesty subjugated, liberty captive, eternity time. Master is servant, truth accused. Judge is judged, justice condemned, Lord scourged, power bound with ropes, king crowned with thorns, salvation wounded, life dead. Union of unions, three mysterious unions in one, divinity and humanity, virginity and fecundity, faith and the heart of man. And though we shall live on through eternity, eternity will not be long enough for us to understand the mystery of the child who was a father and the mother who was a child. I pray you have enjoyed this reflection today, and I invite you to come back tomorrow as we continue to share these Christmas inspirations written by Bishop Sheen. And so until next time, may the good Lord continue to bless you and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord look upon you kindly and bring you peace. God love you.